Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to Let's Talk About It, your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Hey, questions, comments, thoughts, suggestions? We know where the doctor lives, so we can get these questions answered directly. Wellness Radio at co.imperial.ca.us is the email which you can reach us at. It's Wellness Radio at co, which is short for county, dot imperial, which is the name of our county, dot ca, short for California, dot us, which means us. And that's,
I forgot what it was, it again, just joking.
Three more times and that'll be time for our next break. We're joined by our staff psychiatrist, Dr. Alamgir Ibrahim, and we're talking about eating disorders. You were mentioning right before we went on break that this, the eating disorder begins in the person and involves the whole family.
It's a disorder of the family. The kids, I would say, develop it as part of the family and the greater community, and then I think the family gets sucked into the disorder.
Okay.
So if you want to work with them, treat them, you can't just treat them alone. You have to treat the whole family.
Does it make it harder? Because as a parent, I guess, I don't want to feel like somehow I'm like semi-partially responsible for either causing or supporting my kids' not very helpful behaviors.
You do deal with a lot of guilt when you're treating them.
Yeah, I would feel bad.
Or a lot of rejection by the parents. Either or, you know, it's not helpful. But when you're treating them, you try to absolve the parents. You know, that's one of the things. I mean, in the end, you know, you can't really put it just on the parents. There's so many factors going into it. In the process of treatment, the parents, you know, they will often walk in. They're metal in guilt and they're drowning in it. And you will see that in different ways. They're not necessarily telling you, I feel that I am responsible. They will be blaming her. She is doing this to us.
I can't make her eat.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? I asked them a very simple question. What if she just developed leukemia? Would you blame her for that? Or yourself? No. Well, usually I get the answer no.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what I would say if they said yes.
You know, when you're saying that is yeah, I would feel guilty because I think I myself am guilty about doing it too, because I tend to, you know, I'm like getting ready and everything. Oh my gosh, you know, I need to lose weight. I'm fat. I need to. And even my daughter goes, Mom, you're not fat. And I'm like, yes, I know, no, I'm not. But, you know, I just want to lose a little bit more weight. But then I look back and I go, oh, my gosh, what am I saying? You know, what am I, you know, what is my daughter thinking? You know, am I causing this? Am I going to be causing an eating disorder later on?
Thinkings, Maria, that are part of your community, our society in general. So they do put our kids at risk of having one, you know, this obsession with the ideal body, this obsession with exercise.
Which is pretty common now.
I mean, I'm going to the gym.
We fixate over stuff like this.
And the posters, everything. Now it's the internet, you know, everything you see on the internet.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.